Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I am interviewing Rashmi Khilani. She is the author of Buddha Speaks to the Buddha Nature Within and The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. In this elegant little book, The Divine Mother Speaks, is the primer we should all read in our quest to answer that profound, vital question: how can we call on the world to see and know us if we don't really know ourselves? The Rashmi states we can only truly know ourselves through completely feeling our feelings, and that requires balance, non-judgment, and wisdom. Rashmi was born in India and spent the first 6 years of her life in Cairo, Egypt. She has studied and taught with world-renowned avatars, gurus, and teachers, and became a specialist in energy medicine. She is on the forefront in bringing the ancient mystery school teachings of Egypt, India, Tibet, and China, as well as the teachings of the Essenes, into current time, and making these wisdoms simple and accessible to people at all levels of soul journeying. Rashmi teaches and practices several healing modalities and has taught Reiki masters, doctors, scientists, and others from many walks of life the secrets of the mystery school teachings. She's a global metaphysical teacher, urban shaman, international lecturer, artist, seminar leader, and TV personality. And her website is her name, Rashmi Khilani, RashmiKhilani.com. So welcome, Rashmi, to Voices of Women.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's wonderful to be in America, and it's a beautiful blue sunny day here in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, that's great. A beautiful part of the country, and I have a beautiful sunny day in Seattle as well. So first, I'd love for you to tell your story, how you came to this work of channeling the Ascended Master Teachers.
Wow. Well, it's a big story, and covered in all three books, including my new book, which is an e-book called Shiva Speaks, Conversations with Maha Avatar Babaji. In fact, in this third book, I tell the first part of the book is a little bit more about my personal journey. But basically, I began to meditate and had a teacher in Dubai where I didn't expect to meet someone. I met an American gentleman, and he retaught me meditation from previous lifetimes, and that changed my life, and I left my kingdom of homes across the globe and went to Zero Point and decided to go within, and because I realized that what people realize when it's time to die or whatever sometimes, which is that, you know, the outer trappings are not enough, that the jet set life was not enough, that outer success that everybody's hankering for is, you know, of in and of itself not the be-all and end-all of why we're here. And so through the meditation, I then began to teach meditation, and then I heard about the word healing and Reiki, and I wanted to be a non-denominational teacher. So wherever I went, they wanted me to be a teacher of the Baha'i faith and this, that, and the other. And the Reiki thing suited me because it was non-denominational. And then through the many levels of study of Reiki and energy mastery, way beyond the Usui, you go into Karuna and Sekhem and many other forms. And And then through teaching others and being a psychic surgeon and a healer, the Ascended Masters started coming through for the healings, and then I was channeling them, and it all these gifts come to us, you know, as we go deeper inside and into the path.
Yes, and you mentioned psychic healings. Can you talk about that?
It's called psychic surgery. That you learn that at level 3A and within the Reiki umbrella. There are many other streams of understanding psychic surgery, but this is not like the Kahunas or, you know, the Philippine guys that do it. This is energetic on the four body system, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental. And we have sacred symbols and energy that is used, and so it's without the blood and, you know, the cutting and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very powerful. It's much more powerful than a normal session of healing, because you take out a block or blocks that have been there for many, many years or many, many lifetimes in certain cases.
Yes, and I've done a lot of that work too, so I know how powerful that is. So why do you think this work, you know, it's all these types of healings, a variety of opportunities for people to develop these skills or to take advantage of them from people who have. Why is it so important, do you think, at this current time?
Well, we just did a show on my own radio show, which is called 2013 and Beyond, From Fear to Love on Blog Talk. And we did we invited Laura Eisenhower, who's also out there. I don't know if you've heard of her. Have you?
Oh, no, I haven't.
No. Okay. So anyway, she's a whistleblower, but they also do healing. And we were talking about the Divine Feminine. And so the Divine Mother speaks, the healing of the human heart is about this time, because this is the time of the Divine Feminine in the hearts of men and women. And it's not a sexual thing, you know, of male, female. It's an energy. And for 26,000 years on the planet, we've had the male energies. And now it's time for the feminine, divine goddess energy to awaken in us. This is the energy of being, allowing, stillness, emptiness, the void from which from within which all manifest reality happens. And the heart energy is so important now. And the healing of the 26,000 years, or whatever you would like to call it, of the sleep cycle, where we've all had broken hearts and we've all been through a lot of pain, and there's been a lot of this fight-flight sort of thing. Excuse me. Does that make sense? So the healing means making whole and complete. And in order to move into the new frequency on the planet now, we have to make whole and complete and heal past lives, this life, whatever it is that is in our way to this wholeness and completeness, to step gracefully into the fifth dimensional frequencies, which are beyond time and space. Which is
some,
a sort of heaven,
know,
on earth.
People are talking about that now, the healing of a past lives, and a lot of people don't quite understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about the past lives so much, because sometimes healers and New Agers get a bit too caught up in that.
Right.
As a teacher of healers and as a healer myself of many multiple modalities of energy medicine that covers sound, light, breath, vibration, and energy, I would say that if something is popping up in one's reality in this now moment, which is the full power is in this now moment, and that's the energy we're coming into now, in this zero point energy, then it has to be looked at and cleared. And we can't take this 3D baggage with us into the fifth dimensional frequencies of beyond this time and space thing of linear way of looking at stuff. So even just people that are not believers, everybody's beginning to wake up just through intense initiation moment to moment in their lives. Do you find that in around you?
Oh, yes, all over the place. And I think for some people, it's just they are getting so overwhelmed with life that they don't know where to turn, but things are, you know, moving fast. It's quite overwhelming and so much going on in people's lives that at some point they have to wake up, you know, because they know when you're there, it's like you have to start making changes in your life because it's not working.
Yes, yes. And this change energy is what the third book is all about, Shiva Speaks, because the Shiva archetypal energy is the destruction, or hopefully the more graceful letting go through laughter and joy and ease and grace of that which no longer serves, would be that people, places, ideas, concepts, material things, past pain, whatever it is. We've all been in pain. We're all one energy. It's a unified field of consciousness that is now being shown through quantum physics, through various specialists in every single field out there, and people can get on the internet, they can get on Blog Talk Radio, they can get on the YouTube, and there's all the information of the universe available to us. And then people may say, well, where do I begin? Well, this book, The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, it's very simple. It covers the whole of energy mastery, Reiki energy mastery, and its many streams in a more simple fashion. And it gives you all the keys and tools in day-to-day practical down-to-earth ways of how to wake up, how to let go, and for support and for those aha moments, because the wisdom is ultimately not in a book, it's not in a teacher, it's not in a healer, it's within each and every one of us. It's our birthright. It's there.
Yes. Yes.
But we have to slow down.
And all the work is about, you hear it from everybody I talk to, is going inside and finding that wisdom within you. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back,
tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of love with.
We're back on Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Rashmi Kilani today. She's the author of The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, which we're talking about today. She has other books. So, Rashmi, you mentioned, and I want to talk about this because you had a chapter in your book about this, about waking up. And your chapter is called Time to Wake Up. And so let's talk a little bit about that. What steps it takes to, I think, you know, my take on that is you're talking about waking up to consciousness and to heart consciousness, too.
Yes. Yes, for 26,000 years, the mind has been the boss. And the energy has been about dividing, ruling, manipulating, controlling, limiting, survival of the fittest, fight, flight, and competition. And this energy is deeply conditioned in the American psyche and in the psyche of people across the globe, but particularly as we're in America now, in the American psyche. And that is no longer going to work in this new frequency. The new frequency of the goddess energy, which is, as I keep repeating, not male or female, but within all of us, this is the energy of being still, slowing down, being silent, making time for nature, which is organically reflects divinity in its greatest form to us, and in great divine intelligence to us through learning to meditate or learning just a simple way to breathe or reconnecting to one's inner healing abilities that exist in all of us, or, you know, visiting a healer, getting some good books, you know, getting onto the internet and connecting. But we spoke earlier about this going within, and, you know, as an intellectual understanding, none of this is going to help anymore, because people say, well, what does that mean? I mean, for years, even as a metaphysical teacher and a healer, I didn't quite understand what it means. We're all still relearning that, you know. It means, what does it mean to go within? How does that feel for you? What do you feel that means experientially?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Going with it. Well, listening to my heart, listening to my gut, listening to what I'm saying versus what is out there in the external. We're so focused on the external.
On the authority.
Especially in this culture and the material things. And so it's really, it's paying attention to my feelings.
Yes. See, so now you're sharing an experiential understanding that can help people that are listening as to how they can go within. In other words, it's just like, and then my feelings will come up and my feelings will kill me. But actually, feeling our feelings will heal us. That doesn't mean having a 365-day Broadway hit of the emotions, but it just means allowing a little bit of the pain pattern to come up and just holding a space for it, or going to a healer that holds a space for it. And through recreating the pattern just a little bit, it dissolves. That is one of the great laws of healing, don't you feel?
So recreating the pattern. Well, it's kind of like, which I think when you say that is paying attention to my feelings when I remember a painful incident or a trauma or something.
That's
is
true.
To tap into those feelings.
That's right.
And expressing it allows it to heal. To, you know, it has to come up to heal. And if we don't, we're so afraid to face it, you know, because it was so painful before. But actually, we've survived once; we can survive a second time.
It releases us. And so when we do that, we come out the other side, which actually, just by feeling a little bit of that pain or a little bit of that anger or a little bit of that frustration within ourselves, or as you say, expressing it through vomit writing or whatever, we come to the other side, which is a lighter place and a blissful place and an empty place in which we can create a new pattern that we much prefer. So in a lot of the healing, you know, I say, now we've taken out the old floppy disk, now let's put in the new one. What would you like to put? Do you want to put in, you know, Kuan Yin pink, lovely joy energy, heart energy? What, you know, ask and you shall receive, because the angelics and the ascended masters and the great beings, the Syrians, the Pleiadians, etc., they're all here to help. And they are us. They're just divine aspects of that oneness energy. So in all my three books, and particularly in The Divine Mother Speaks, I explain the difference between the relative and the absolute. So in relative reality, we are all individuals, worlds, and duality. And within the absolute at the center, we are the unified field of oneness. And it's very important for us to, as we go within, to feel that energy in the silence of the unified field of oneness. So when we meditate, everybody goes into the same field, not to separate fields. And that, from that oneness energy, we then go into the void energy behind it. And people are very scared to go into the void energy, the deep mystery, the womb, the nothingness. But by doing that, that is the energy, that's the bedrock from which new worlds, energies, things can be created, and a lot of bliss can come through.
And so in going there, I mean, you're describing that, it's kind of like creation time. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to create on our planet because there's so many things that are dying or not working anymore, or, you know, we know the state of the world that it's in. That allowing that meditation time and that going to oneness, and like you said, the void, which there is a big fear of, like, the void. Oh, my God, I'm going to get lost in that. What's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
But that is that place of creation where, you know, perhaps maybe people like Einstein or those brilliant people, that's where they went and came up with those brilliant things. And we still have that potential, too, of, you know, I think the world is going to change dramatically in the next 10 years because of, what's that 100th month, you know, the tipping point when so many people are doing this.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That is what's, so for example, the books that I've channeled, I've been told by the Ascended Masters, Christ Yogi Babaji, that it's not a numbers game, that it's not about how many millions of books get out there. He said these books are going to the shepherds. And as the shepherds raise their frequency, then they give greater permission for more of the sheep to wake up to their shepherdhood. And ultimately, there's no higher and lower, better and worse. Each of us are the Ascended Master beings that we're looking for. We're already enlightened. We're already perfect, etc., but we've forgotten. And so it's just the re-remembering from within, and that happens through high energy material and high frequency beings and through high energy of nature and through the wisdom of our children and through solitude. Sometimes everybody needs to unplug, and when we say we don't have time, then that is as much of a scarcity as people that say that they don't have money. And it's okay, we begin where we are. If we don't have time, money, energy, inspiration, etc., we can start at that place and we can own it without guilt and judgment, hopefully, and then take little baby steps towards, you know, the universe is abundant and time isn't going to mean much anymore. In the single moment, we can choose differently. We can switch off the television. Then we have time for meditation. One can switch off whatever it is and come to that zero point and create a whole new pattern instead of trying to fix systems, places, people, situations, relationships that are beyond fixing now. There are many things that we won't be able to fix. It's best to just let it go, empty yourself, and get ready to have a whole new thing come through, which is just so empowering, you know, when we do that. But it requires the courage of the heart.
Yes. And you mentioned, you know, you talk about raising our frequency, and maybe some people on the show don't know what that means. If you could explain that.
Yeah, so everything in the universe, in the manifest, is made of frequency or harmonics. And like the universe is the unity of birth. So this is energy, it's pulsating. Everything we're made of, we're made of the five sacred elements. Our bodies are made of these elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Well, let's forget ether for a moment. That's, you know. And so is the manifest reality around us, made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So if we tune into the frequency of water, we can help heal our emotional body. If we tune into the frequency of earth, we can begin to manifest more money and groundedness. If we're not grounded, there are a lot of spiritual people that are up there in their heads, then we can ground through walking bare feet, through having massage, through eating good food, through becoming conscious of the breath and the body. And that is the frequency of the physical. So the raising of the frequencies happens in many, many different ways, such as meditation, chanting, initiation, our children, and what I've just been discussing throughout this show. Mm-hmm. Six things that my mother's a great role model for now that raise frequency immediately. There are many other things, but these ones I like are singing, dancing, good food, being with nature every day, being with the animals, and sharing what we have, even if it's just a smile. Even in India, even the beggars, if they have just a little bit of money, they will give you half of they'll share half their cup of tea with you, even if they don't have a roof over their head or anything. People are still sharing, you know, without saying, oh well, what is that beggar doing in the downtown mall, and why are this, you know, why do they have dogs? I mean, you know, of course there is a bugging part to all of that, but if we can't have the compassion for these people, they are us, you know. And I'm not saying give them hundreds of dollars to go and get drunk, but there is a balance where as soon as we stop and we pause and we breathe and we help another, maybe even someone who's not that deserving, that helping of the other, the gift comes to us, and then the universe sends more.
Yes, so true. The more you give, the more you receive, and there's a flow. I always find there's a flow. I don't worry about money because, I mean, things might be tight, but somehow everything seems to work out and it flows.
Yeah, and also learning to receive. So there are many of our listeners out there who are teachers and healers and inspirational speakers and so on, and they're busy giving to everybody else, but they don't have time to take a breath, to breathe deeply. Take a pause, you know. I spend time between radio sessions downstairs on the patio with the squirrels and the birds and the trees. And sometimes I say, Mrs. Kilani, it's so hot out there. Come into the air conditioning. And I'm like, no, it's okay, you know. I'll just wear some shorts or whatever. But I want to be with the elements and with the animals. And that gives you that expansion. So what's going to happen now is we think we're these little jam jars of humanity, you know, individually. And we're like holding tight into the suffering and tight onto the comfy slippers or whatever was. And what was has to change. It's time for it to change. So let the jam jar, you know, let it explode or whatever. And then skies upon skies is who you are. You're not just the air inside that jam jar. You know, when it shatters, then the whole of the universe is you. And that is scary.
But we have to stop right now for a little bit. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about this.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm having a fabulous conversation with Rajmi Kilnani. She's the author of The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. Rajmi, can you give people your contact information, your websites, Facebook, anything that you are willing to share?
Yeah, well, it's rashmikilnani.com, which will be on the link, I think. It's rashmikilnani.com, and Reiki energy-mastery.com, and Facebook, you know, you can friend me or follow me because I post a lot of stuff there. And my new book is Shiva Speaks, Conversations with Mahavatar Babaji, which is an ebook right now on Kindle and Nook, and I'm doing multiple radio shows on that, bringing in a lot of energy, wisdom and healing. So in most of the radio shows, I don't just speak, I bring in the energy of whatever's being spoken about. So within free will, you can receive that healing energy and so on, if you so choose. And also, we're making a film called I, God, with Neil Donald Walsh and some of the spiritual leaders of America, like Deepak Chopra, etc., are all in it. And this should be out next year sometime. So, and then there's Twitter as well. And there's a page for The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so I think if people go to Facebook and even just type in Rajmi, you get all the different Rajmi, you'll find Rajmi Kilnani. And so probably if you befriend her, you'll find out information about this movie that comes out next year, which sounds great.
Or one of the pages, if you like one of my book pages, because I sometimes reach my limit on friendships, but you can follow me and definitely like the book pages. And there's an author, Rashmi Kilnani, page as well, actually.
Okay.
So then you get all the information on the books, the upcoming books, on the film, on my radio program, which is 2013 and beyond. And it's all also, I have a blog on my website called 2013 blog. And so multiple radio shows and events are all posted there as well. And most of these are archived, so you can re-listen to them, and it's powerful, instant healing. Within free will.
You were talking about, just want to go back to, you were talking about shattering the jam jar, and
Just about coming out of limitation into your unlimited multidimensional self, you know. And it is scary, because it's scary for us to change and to come out of the comfort zone, but the bliss is always on the other side of the comfort zone. And all of us, each and every one of us, myself included, we're all being pushed to new frontiers within and without. And so when we integrate the male and female energies, which the book The Divine Mother Speaks is also a lot about, the right and the left hemispheres of the brain, and you know, how do we do that? It's about integrating the male female energies within us. So the female energy is that intuition, it's that knowingness, it's that gut feeling, as Chris shared earlier. It happens through the silence energy. And then as we begin to have information and inspiration and intuition, then we create from that space, as opposed to the reactive, fearful mind space, then the outside reality, which is the male energy, which is, you know, the bringing forth energy and making happen, manifest energy, that becomes much more synchronistic.
And when you've also tapped into the feminine intuition part.
Yeah, you start from there, and then you come onto the outer world. And most of us are, you know, mesmerized by the outer as being the ultimate reality. But the bedrock of reality is within, and it's in that void energy. It's in the silence and the unmanifest black hole energy from which many, many universes can happen and are birthed. So we're all birthing a new reality for ourselves within and without. So why not choose to do that more gracefully, rather than kicking and screaming, because that's where the energy is going. And the new energy is cooperation. If we consciously co-create, which is the current Mayan glyph within this Mayan calendar stuff that we're in, and it's all getting accelerated. So whatever we create is going to become more and more instantaneous. So why create nightmarish scenarios of the mind? And we're all still doing that a little bit because we're sort of between the 3D and the 50 realities, but to be fully in the fifth, we can't take this fear with us, because otherwise, you know, we'd be creating hell and devolving very quickly back to three.
Yes, it's and something you said earlier too that made me aware. I want to go back to. It's like it's really about choice. We can choose to turn the TV off or to do. Yeah. You know, there really are. It's all about where we want to put our energies and what the choices we make for our lives. And we can choose, you know, if you're in this place of sort of depression or things aren't going well, to take a look at, well, what choices have I made and what different choice can I make? How could I make a change in my life? And like you said, it's scary.
It is scary, but the funny thing is that if we just, you know, ask for a little bit of help, we'll be amazed. It may come through a book, it may come through a teacher, it may come through a workshop or a radio show, or through some inspiration on Facebook. It doesn't really matter how the thing comes. You just put your hands up, as Einstein did, and you say, I give up and I surrender, and universe help me, or universe give me the answer, and it comes. And when it comes, then you go with it, and you just stay in the moment and do your best in the moment, and you forgive the past. Forgive yourself. No matter what you've done, you are innocent. You are beautiful. You are a God goddess in the making. You're in an incredible time of waking up now, when infinite possibilities are here for us. When it's no longer, I'm sorry, but it's no longer going to be about, am I a millionaire? And, you know, is this one a superstar? And we have to chase our celebrities, and we've got to chase all the gurus. And then, you know, people say, well, we don't like gurus, but they've become the modern gurus. Now, you know, if someone wants to call me a guru, well, that's fine. But the truth is, it's just a word for teacher, you know. And if any teacher empowers you, go with it. And if the teacher disempowers you, run. I would say run a million miles. Because it's all about empowerment of each and every one of us, so that each and every one of us wakes up to this birthright that we have, which is this unlimited flow. And as we begin to share freely, 99% of what I do now is free. And I hope that continues and that the universe supports that. But it takes courage. It takes minimizing. It takes letting go of stuff. But I'm a spiritual princess at the same time, so it's not about being stingy and being poverty stricken or anything like that. But if I have to sleep on a floor, you know, then I'll sleep on a floor, and meanwhile I stay in a nice hotel. But I don't have homes across the globe anymore, and I don't even have a normal home or roof over my head. I have no security. But security is an illusion anyways, is it not?
So you say, yes, it can be. So in that state that you are in then, how are you provided for? You trust and...
Well, I'm provided for because I let go. I sold whatever I have, which is my roof over my head in London, which was a healing temple for people from across the globe. You know, when the guidance was to sell it, I sold it from within my heart. And then it was to, you know, that's how the books happened. Because unless I'd emptied totally, this purity couldn't come through me. I embody it. So people say, you're separate and the Divine Mother separate and Babaji separate. No, you know, in that moment, the healing and the grace of the Divine Mother comes through me, through the radio shows, through the voice, through the look, through whatever. That doesn't mean I'm not human and I don't have a human side and I'm perfect. I'm far from perfect. I don't even want to be perfect. That's a boring thing to be, because we already are perfect. It's just the mind has got its own silly ways of saying this is right, wrong. And this duality game, it's coming to an end. So, you know, people say, I have no money, but they've got jewelry in the bank. Or they say, I have no this. And everybody's got something. We have choices. You know, we have to make those choices. And as we do that and we follow our hearts, then magic happens. And of course, it is challenging, but we keep jumping. And as you keep jumping, you realize you're like children and you're just co-creating for the fun of it. And the universe keeps supporting that.
Well, it's interesting that you say you gave up this healing center in London. And I can imagine that would be a very hard thing to do. And then someone buying it, are they continuing that healing center? Because that was like a legacy, too, that you've created.
Yeah.
So you passed it on to others to maintain.
Well, it was my home. I had a studio. It was a very simple place, but it was very swank. It, you know, would have probably sold for £500,000. And it wasn't even a one-bedroom, but it had high ceilings. It was a very special space. And, I actually went to somebody just normal, an architect. Mm-hmm. But what has happened now is the frequency is there. It's off the busiest road in the world, the Cromwell Road that takes people from the airport into central London. And I was asked to hold the frequency of meditation there for 15 years and to hold a frequency to allow the major shepherds to come and study very high energy initiations there. And that's what happened. And then I had breast cancer and I almost died 7 years ago. And it was all about, you know, recover quickly, show people you can transmute allopathic medicine, which is what I did as a holistic major teacher. I went into the hospital and I went through radio and chemo and all of it. And I was like, what? I can heal myself in 3 months. But, you know, my guidance was to go into the hospitals and embrace the allopathic route and simultaneously do healing. And then within a few weeks of recovery, barely, you know, because of the treatment is worse than the problem, I was told to get my passport ready to come to the States. And who's telling me? It's not some outer person telling me. Ultimately, my heart is one wing, and the other wing is the guidance, whether it comes through some archangel or, you know, some form of the divine in front of me or whatever. In this case, it's Babaji, my teacher, who's a Mahavatar, who's Christ Yogi, who's taught Jesus, Moses, Elijah. He's the guru of gurus. He was talked about in Autobiography of a Yogi, and he contains the Divine Mother and Divine Father energies. So this Shiva energy is huge now. It's just the archetypal energy of the destruction of the old for the rebirth of the new and the higher octave.
Yes, and I want to get into, but we're not going to be able to do it right this minute. I want to talk about, you know, when you say Divine Mother, who is that? And go into that a little bit. And plus also Egypt plays a big role for you. So when we come back, we are going to discuss this and talk more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit newearthcentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
This is Chris Danis, Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Rashmi Kilnani. She's the author of The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. And we were talking about, we've been talking about a lot of things. We were talking about getting to the fifth dimension, about being in your heart. And one of the things I want to ask you, because you mentioned a lot in the book title, The Divine Mother, you know, when you say Divine Mother, who is that?
The Divine Mother is an archetypal energy that exists in each and every one of us. It's the womb of creation. It's the universal womb. It's the universal black hole energy from which all manifest reality springs forth. It's the archetypal energy that is embracing, all allowing, unconditional, nurturing, loving, and contains the goddess energy within it. So, and then you have many, many names for the goddess. You know, you can call it Durga or Lakshmi or Mother Mary or Hathor. So in my case, in this book, it's the goddess Hathor, who's the sky goddess of Egypt, who's the goddess of love, of unlimited being, fertility, creativity, celebration, dance, and beauty, speaking as the aspect of the Divine Mother speaking on the wake-up time right now. Does that help to understand that?
Yes. I feel like, and because there's a lot of goddess worshippers out there and a lot of following the archetypes, and I feel like there's something, a larger umbrella. So I like the sense of the Divine Mother, you know, or a universal goddess that's beyond kind of the archetypical ones, if that makes any sense.
And she's the mother. We all have the Divine Mother, Divine Father, and the Divine Child within us. So, you know, the Divine Mother energy is just very, very compassionate and all-embracing and totally loving and doesn't judge us in any ways and is totally there for us and is this heart energy and this intuitive energy and the deep mystery. Ultimately, it's deep, deep mystery beyond definition. And so you have the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. And that's where the mystery school teachings come in, and they've always been there, but then 200-300 years ago we had electricity, and then we zapped out of being with the moon cycles and being with nature and being in the darkness and being in the silence and gazing at the stars, and we started making our reality more and more outbound, and we disconnected. So now it's just time to reconnect. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and you talked about nature, too, you know, that taking the time to be out in nature, and there's just so much that we were up at our cabin at a lake this weekend and with a few friends, and all of a sudden we heard this bird call that never heard before. We couldn't figure out, couldn't even see the bird. It was obviously a large bird. I don't know if it was an eagle, a heron, I don't know, and it was a beautiful sound call that I just had never heard before, you know, and we could have been so engrossed in what we were doing and talking and missed that.
That's it. So the child wouldn't miss it, you know. A child, even if they're in school, they're listening out for the cuckoo bird. That's what they're more interested in. They're not really interested in that rah, rah, rah of the school teacher, you know. And that childlike energy is what Jesus and all the great beings and the Divine Mother are talking about now. We have to reconnect to that compassion. You know, we become so robotic. People are moving around like the living dead. you know, I have to do my job, I have to get in the car, you know, get out of my way, you know, I'm not going to feed you, I'm not going to clothe you, I'm not interested in you, who are you? You know, that energy is not going to help anybody anymore. It's just the energy of hell. And, you know, in America right now, you know, people are just suffering because, you know, as they're suffering, many of them are reconnecting to the families, to the community, to nature, to growing stuff in their own gardens and so on, you know, to connecting to the earth. It's so important because otherwise just the mind energy, that is just total unaware hell. Hell is unawareness and heaven is awareness. So this heaven on earth energy that we're reaching now, it comes through the heart and it's an energy of conscious awareness, conscious co-creation. And the subconscious and unconscious is what we heal. And it's like, how can I heal what I don't know I need to heal? Well, just be in nature. It'll heal you, you know. Be in silence. It will heal you. Connect to your heart through chanting or singing or devotion. It will heal you. Read a book like The Divine Mother Speaks. And did you feel the energy in the book behind the words? Because what it has. And so some of these books have the living light energy of the ascended ones. And they have the living light energy behind the words of what it's saying. So if it uses the word grace, it has the energy of grace, and it reconnects you to that energy of grace, which is already within you, within each and every one of us. So guys out there, it's not so difficult. It's actually simple. But because we've been so conditioned by our minds for complexity, we want complexity. We want the, you know, the famous teachers to teach us. No, you know, you don't go by that. Go by the energy. Feel your energy. Take responsibility for your energy. And then feel other people's energies and make choices to walk out of a room or to say no. Sometimes that's more loving than just being two-faced and sitting there, you know. And even if somebody is a super famous teacher, just run if the energy isn't right. And the energy is right from just somebody simple offering something simple. Go with that.
Yes, and so it's really paying attention, and a lot of times our body speaks to us. So like if you're in that place, a group of people in a room listening to somebody, and you're feeling your gut tighten up, you know, it's your body telling you something. So we all have to learn how we get these messages, how we hear. So what is your take on that? I mean, that's my take. But
all how questions, the answer is always allow. Make a space. Listen. Be quiet. Be still. You know, people, you know, even some of my greatest students that have been channelers for years and years and are major spiritual teachers in their own right, you know, you ask them a question, immediately they give you the answer. They're supposed to be intuiting, and immediately the answer comes out. Now, sometimes the intuition is immediate, but very often when you get a logical answer straight back at you in less than 1 second, it's the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people say, well, what are you getting about my soul energy right now? And I might say to them, I'm getting nothing, or I don't know. You know? Because it's okay not to know, because the answer will come at the right time in the right way. And meanwhile, we can stay with not knowing, as Einstein did, and then all the genius of the universe came through him. And he got called a genius. But the truth is, we're all geniuses if we just allow our imagination, as opposed to our logical, linear, you know, it just has to be so and so, and the duality. And how do we transcend this duality? We watch it. And we realize we are the detached witness of all that is. We are the directors, actors, producers, the screen of the films of our lives. And so we can change it. We can delete parts of it. We can do what we like. And remember, guys, that the universe is malleable. The whole thing is malleable. It's not as rigid and fixed as 3D reality taught us. That energy is no longer valid. Boom.
And that's the mystery, you know, the not knowing and yet trusting and being open to what is to come. Well, it's so great to have you on the show today, Rashmi.
Thank you so much. I loved working with you, and I hope we do something again. And if you come to London or India, please do. And if I come to Seattle, I'd love to look you up.
Yes, please do. I want everybody to check out her book, The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. And that's just one of her books. Visit her website, Rashmi Khilani. Again, that's RashmiKhilani.com. Look for her on Facebook. Check out her blog, Talk Radio, 2013 and beyond. Is that the name of it?
2013 and beyond. And there are many shows in the archive starting January this year.
Yes. Okay, great. So I want to leave everyone with this message today to pay attention to your feelings. What can you do to listen to your heart and live your life simply through stillness? I want to remind you again, you can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and find out about our monthly events, which take place in Seattle. Hopefully someday we hope to expand and be in your city. We are still open to have conference presenter applications come in. You can ask for an extension. Just email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org. The application information is on the website, womenofwisdom.org. Just click on Conference 2014. All the information is there. We're also looking for musicians and artists for the conference brochure cover. Our theme is The New Paradigm, Riding the Wave of Heart. Also, I'd love for you to check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it makes a great gift, inspirational book on the divine feminine. Next week, I will be interviewing a couple of people. One of them is Frances Moore LePay, and looking forward to talking to her about Echo Mind. So this is Chris Danis. So thank you so much for joining me.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.